Because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. Hebrews 2:18. The Bible oftentimes speaks of being refined. It speaks of the trials and tribulations and temptations and the separations that we will face. You see, it is only when we feel we cannot possibly take any more, and in our exhaustion, we are able to take note that we have truly been given strength. It is when we feel as though we will never get it right with our lives that we slow down just enough to bask in the shower raining down upon us, filled with hope and encouragement. We have made our lives to seem so full, they are so busy that we fail to notice that He is there for us every day. We have only to seek Him, to pursue Him, to give our hearts to Him, to spend time in conversation with Him, to be still before Him, to sing our praise of Him, and to bow down before Him and worship Him in all of His glory. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. 1 Chronicles 16:34. We make the choice to follow God or not, His gift of free will. We choose to accept the gift of salvation or not, His gift of free will. We will not be forced by any means to ask God's Son Jesus into our lives. He stands at the door of your heart. Will you not let Him in? His gift of free will. We can choose to believe that Jesus is who He says He is or not. His gift of free will. And we can choose to spend eternity with Him in heaven or remain separated from Him for eternity in hell. His gift of free will. We have a choice through His gift of free will. What do you choose? Jesus chose to come to earth to redeem those lost to sin. Every person who has been born. He came so that we may be reconciled with the Heavenly Father, brought back into relationship. After all, we are that which He created for Himself, for fellowship with Himself. In Hebrews 1:1-3, we read, "In the past God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in the last days He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things and through whom He made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. And after He had provided purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven." How do we know who Jesus is? Well, we know because God has in His infinite mercy given to us the history of our world and its relationship with Him, so that we may choose between life and death, a life with Him or a life against Him. I have used this passage of Scripture many times just because I truly believe so strongly that life does not just happen to us, that we make choices that place us in circumstances that will be of good or bad, with blessings or with curses, consequences. In Deuteronomy 30, God says, "This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to His voice, and hold fast to Him, for the Lord is your life." Let's go back to the opening passages of Genesis. There is revealed to us a deeper understanding, not only into God's word, but into His love and the implications of choosing life or death. God is in everything, everything. He shares Himself in so many ways. He reveals Himself throughout all of creation. His love is beyond every action and every word. You have only to open your eyes and your ears and hear Him as He speaks to you. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He is telling us that He spoke, and it was. Now the earth was formless and empty. Our lives are as such when we walk without the Lord. There's chaos, no meaning. We exist. We are just there. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. Without the light of Christ Jesus, we cannot see the path set before us. We wander in sin, and the surface of our being. The Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Jesus, the Creator, is always near. He's always watching over us. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was. Christ is the light that shines in our hearts, so that we may have the knowledge of the glory of God. Because of the darkness, He ransomed His Son and offered to us reconciliation, the gift of it, through His Son, Jesus Christ. Salvation can be known by no other name. And God saw that the light was good, and he called the light day and darkness night. Here lies the choice you must make, the gift of free will between life and death, between blessings and curses. Will you walk, live in the light, or merely exist in the darkness? In Isaiah 9, the prophet tells us that people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. For unto us a child is born. To us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. How simple the statement that leads us on. For the Lord is your life. I ask you, do you have understanding as to why Jesus came to earth as a baby? Have you ever truly pondered on exactly why it was necessary for Jesus to be born and why he entered the world from the womb of a woman? The answer you will find in Hebrews 2:10-18. In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering. Both the one who makes men holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers. He says, I will declare your name to my brothers. In the presence of the congregation, I will sing your praises. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, he says, here I am and the children God has given me. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. And for this reason he had to be made like his brothers in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people, because he himself suffered when he was tempted. He is able to help those who are being tempted. He chose to become one of us. He had to come into our world, the world that he created, and he chose to live as one of his own creation. We talk of following Jesus, of walking in his footsteps, of learning to love as he does, to see as he does, to hear the cries of others as he does. He in turn chose to face in life the same temptations, emotions, and feelings that we experience every day. In choosing to do this, to know the suffering we experience, to know the temptations that come at us, and to be able to say to us, I know and feel your loss. I know when you're feeling weak, how tempting it is to choose the easy road. Having walked in our shoes, he can lift our chin and look into our eyes, and he can say, no matter how bad, no matter how hard, no matter how hopeless it may seem or feel, if you will lean on me, I'll get you through this. I've seen it, I've heard it, I've felt it, and I will give you strength, and I will lift you up. I will share your sorrow, for I will always be there with you and for you. I love you. The Bible, the words of God, it's not just a book of stories, it is the story of our heritage, of the family that we have been grafted into as we are co-heirs with Jesus. We are brothers and sisters with Christ when we believe that he is the Son of God. Jesus, he is our Savior, our Redeemer, the rock upon which we stand, our all in all. The Lord is your life. When you look deeply into the Bible, the story that is written is amazing. It is a love story of epic proportions. It is breathtakingly beautiful. It is a story of who we are, where we came from, where we're going, and where our hearts should long to be. It is the Word of God. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens. Praise the Lord. Psalm 148:13. To God be the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who came, who gave of himself so that we should not have to suffer what we are so deserving of. Lord, thank you for this gift of life. Thank you for the gift of free will, for not forcing upon us what so many others would, what man himself does, that we follow him, that we have fear of him. But you, Lord, you lay it at our feet to pick it up and to lay it at your feet. Lord, forever thankful we should be, forever grateful we should be, forever singing your praises for the life, for the love, for the liberty and freedom, and for the hope that you have given us. In the blessed name of Jesus, in the name that is above all names, in the name to which one day every knee in heaven and earth and under the earth will bow and will confess that to the glory of God, Jesus is Lord. Amen.